MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports, and I'm Bill Newell, here with baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome once again.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back.
Andy, let's begin with Red Sox action from last night.
Yes, a W for the local nine last night. They beat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-6. Sox scoring five runs in the fifth for the come-from-behind victory. David Hamilton hit the two-run home run. Jaron Duran had three hits, leading the offense. So now the local nine will be back on the field tonight, wrapping up this three-game series, the Phillies. First pitch at 7:10 with Tanner Houck on the hill. After the Phillies leave town, the Yankees come in for a three-game weekend series, and the start for tomorrow night's game has been moved up to 6:30 because of the Celtics game starting at 8:30. Red Sox this morning find themselves at 34-34 on the season, third place in the AL East, 13.5 games behind the dreaded first-place Yankees.
Yeah, wow, what a competition for TV viewers last night. If they wanted to watch the Red Sox, you got that Patriots thing, I guess. Maybe, I don't know if that was on TV or not. I know it was all over Twitter, but then you got the Celtics, obviously, last night. All right,
plenty of things to watch last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly, right. All right, so and all that excitement in Foxborough and so on with the Tom Brady Patriots Hall of Fame. Oh, we're acknowledging everything here, other than what the Red Sox did in the past week. Andy, tell us give us some highlights since the last time we talked, exactly 1 week ago.
Yes, last Thursday, the Red Sox blew out the White Sox 14-2 in Chicago. Red Sox had a season-high 24 hits. Jaron Duran, Zidane Raffaella each had four hits. Red Sox hit three home runs in this game, including the first career home run by second baseman Jamie Westbrook. Tanner Houck allowed two runs on three hits, striking out nine in seven innings for his sixth win. The White Sox set a franchise record with their 14th straight loss after that game. On Friday, the White Sox beat the Red Sox 7-2, snapping that 14-game skid. Then on Saturday, the White Sox beat the Red Sox 6-1 as Brian Bayo gave up five runs, including a grand slam, in 4 2/3 innings of work. Bayo melted down in that inning, kicking a ball that was thrown back to him by the umpire. Then he slammed his glove to the mound after giving up the grand slam. And in case you missed it, on Saturday night at Fenway, the Savannah Bananas played to a sold-out crowd, making it just the second sellout at Fenway this season, the first since opening day. On Sunday, the Red Sox got back into the win column, beating the White Sox 6-4 in 10 innings. Rob Reschneider's single in the top of the 10th broke the 4-all tie. Sox were off on Monday before coming back to Fenway on Tuesday night, where they beat the Red Sox the Phillies beat the Red Sox 4-1. Former Red Sox DH Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs in this game, and former Sox pitcher Matt Strom struck out the side in the eighth inning. Why can't we get players like that?
All right, sounds good. All right, so any other? Speaking of Red Sox and Red Sox news notes, do you have any player notes to share with us?
Yeah, there was one transaction, if you will, made over the last couple of days. Outfielder Masataka Yoshida finally activated from the injured list. He'd been out for 6 weeks with a wrist. And then first baseman Garrett Cooper was designated for assignment to make room for Yoshida on the roster.
Andy, the Red Sox social media had blasted out a photo of Yoshida the other night, and I'm thinking, who is this guy? He looks familiar. I haven't seen him in a while.
But, yeah, it's been a long time, and obviously he's someone that you may quite easily forget, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Yeah, all right. So that's the Red Sox story. Big Yankee series this weekend. What can you share with us from around Major League Baseball this week?
Well, according to the website Yelp.com, Fenway Park ranked as the third best stadium in Major League Baseball. PNC Park in Pittsburgh takes home the top spot, while the Oakland Coliseum ranks dead last.
Hmm. All right. Oakland's not number two? I thought they might be number two. No, they're not. Okay.
Pittsburgh. Not even in their best days.
No, and in their latter days. There's probably not, I'm guessing there's not going to be a lot of improvement out there either in the next couple of years, right? Yeah.
No, it's kind of like what you see is what you get. That's it.
Yeah. Take it or leave it. Right. All right, Andy. Anything else to watch? I mean, This pattern, it's funny, you and I have been talking about this win one, lose one all year long here, and they were mentioning that on the TV the other night as well. That's the pattern with this team, isn't it? You win, you lose. That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much going to be the deal. I don't think we'll see much of winning one, losing one probably the rest of the week, as you know, you're playing the number one team in the National League again tonight, and then, of course, the Yankees that are running away with the AL East are coming in for the weekend, so who knows what will happen there. But, hey, maybe the Red Sox can at least pick up one win during that Yankees series before they head out on a six-game road trip that will find them in Toronto and then in Cincinnati and come back home to play the Blue Jays after that. So we'll see how it all plays out.
All right. So, yeah, and there could be some thunderstorms or whatever when the Yankees arrive tomorrow night. But we might miss some down there in Boston as well, so who knows. But let's not talk about the weather here, Andy. That's not our job, is it?
No, not right now. They don't pay us for that.
No, they don't pay us. For that, yeah, okay. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
All right, sounds good.
There he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbona here on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.